Welcome to the Best Damn Podcast, brought to you from I&I Music and Podcast Studios in downtown Boulder City. This is your host, Jill Lagan, CEO of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce. In each episode, we will highlight what makes Boulder City, home of the Hoover Dam, the ideal place to operate your small business, explore world-class tourism attractions, and discover why we are the perfect place to live and unwind. Yay for today. Today means I get to visit with my favorite, Sheila Kinsey. Sheila is a doTERRA specialist, a wellness advocate, and one of my very favorite friends. And she also works with Don Lee at Farmers Insurance and another one of my favorite friends. I need to bring her in and we're going to interview her sometime soon too. But Sheila, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So you are a vast wealth of information, and I really want to try to pull some of this information out of your little brain, because every time we talk, I learn something from you. And so I'm really grateful to get to share some of your information with our listeners. And I know that it's an educational process. Essential oils are essential to our lives, and a very basic premise, very early on, very historical. And so can you share a little bit more about your company, your business, Live and Learn Oils, doTERRA?
Yes, absolutely. So what I do is I get to teach people about essential oils and natural solutions and alternatives. Our big goal is getting back to the basics, healing our bodies from the inside out. Everything stems from the gut. So if we can get rid of band-aiding issues and actually get to the root cause of things for mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, even. That's what we like to do. Our tribe, our oily community, Live and Learn Oils, we are big on education. Education is key. Knowledge is power. And we want to make sure that everyone has those tools basically in their homes. We want everyone to have oils in their hands and be able to go to their medicine cabinet and reach for lavender to help them sleep, or for a bug bite, or they burn themselves here with holiday cooking, whatever it is. We want them to have those basic skills to treat simple solutions at home.
I love it. And so let's talk about just some of the individual factors. So we know aromatherapy is a thing. So when you walk into a mall and you smell the cookies over at the Mrs. Field, it immediately makes you want to go over there, right? So my father owned a coffee roasting plant. Anybody that was driving in the area smelled the coffee. Right across the street was Grandma Sycamore's. They could smell bread baking. And so that drives a lot of emotion. It reminds us of a time period. It makes us feel comfortable. It makes us happy. Or aroma can also just be so putrid that you can't deal with it, right? So it's not just the aroma side of it. It's also what the oils are doing for us topically. And can you share a little bit more about other facets and aspects to it?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up, because our essential oils are so much more than just aroma. They're so much more than just making your room smell nice. They're able to influence our mood and our emotions. So bringing up that scent, it's a fascinating thing. It's a very powerful thing to trigger those memories. As soon as we breathe in one of our oils, it's immediately impacting our mood and emotions. It hits that olfactory nerve and sends signals to our limbic system all throughout our body, and able to really calm us or give us that energy pick-me-up we need, whatever those solutions are that we're looking for. So when we use them, we're able to...
You okay? So I've got a good question for you. So I'm going to do this. So I know that for me, when I find a scent or something that is calming or makes me feel great, I tend to take a deep breath. I breathe it in. And we all know that oxygenating your body is so good for you. And is that like something that you encourage people to do?
So with doTERRA oils, we're able to use them aromatically. So that's one of the first ways that we can use them, is by breathing them in. We'll just do a simple little drop in our palms, rub our palms together, and just take that nice deep inhalation. Yes. And I love seeing people's faces when we do that. That first oil experience, and their eyes get wide, and it's just, they're shocked of the purity they can even smell.
Oh, yeah.
And then doTERRA oils are safe to put on topically. So that's another great way. You can localize to the area of concern, or just put them on the bottoms of your feet. That's a great way to get oils on topically. Within 14 to 20 minutes, they're going to be impacting every single cell in your body, which is why purity is so important, because you can either impact them positively or negatively if you're using synthetics. Like a lot of those fragrances at the mall or out there, they're synthetic fragrances filled with fillers and toxins that just it make things smell nice, but they're literally poison. It's like synthetic fragrances are the new secondhand smoke. They are incredibly toxic for us and cause all kinds of hormonal imbalances and disruptions in our lives. That's a whole class in itself. But then doTERRA oils, one of the best things too, is that they are safe to take internally. So there's no other brand out there that I would trust to take internally. Most of them even say not safe for internal use or have childproof tops, which is a huge red flag when using essential oils.
Good point. Yes. I never thought about that. Yes. Yeah, very good point.
Purity is key. If you want to get results, you have to have pure, unadulterated oils that come straight from plants.
Excellent. And so I would imagine that knowing that the doTERRA name is such a strong name, that it provides people with that assurance and they can feel confident that what they are taking, ingesting, rubbing, breathing in is safe for them.
Yes, hopefully. That's my goal as a wellness advocate and educator. That's my biggest struggle, is getting out and teaching people maybe the bad habits that they would have known or the misconceptions that they've had from other essential oils that they try to do better. They try to use oils because that's a natural solution, but they maybe don't have the background or done the research
to
understand and choose a good brand.
Excellent. I love that. And that's always smart. We need to do our research. Don't just take it for granted, because nowadays there's just so many false stories shared, false information shared. And it's important for us to make sure that we're doing our homework there. So you mentioned something that I would love to share a little bit more. So I know that you do classes. Do you actually have, like, on your website, you say, okay, these are our classes and these are our times, and or do you offer private classes and I would imagine go into people's homes and help them out?
All of the above. We teach where we can. We scream it from the mountaintops. We do online classes. We do on Zoom. We do Facebook Lives. We go into people's homes. We go into different businesses. So there, you mentioned the Dawn Lee Agency. I work there. She has graciously opened up her space for me to host classes at. I've worked with different businesses here in town doing workshops and make and takes. Basically, anyone that will have us and let us, I've met at coffee shops, just anyone that's open to learn. We make a point to have one-on-ones, classes, in-home workshops.
And bring your services right to them. That's awesome. And so what is a make and take?
A make and take is you literally make a product. Maybe you make a essential oil roller ball or a body balm or massage oils we've done. Basically, the sky is the limit with creativity, and you get to make them there on the spot. We learn about it. We have a class, and then you get to take them home.
And so you have, like, the container, the little roller ball container thingy.
Mm-hmm. Have all my oils and all the ingredients and everything we need to have a fun class, learn a lot, and then get to use them right away. My goal, we do events a lot of the time, too, like the Spring Jamboree and the events at the churches all over the place. And my goal is to always have people feeling better after they leave me, whether that's having a drop of oil or a little dab of the deep blue rub on their sore shoulder or whatever it is. We want them feeling better. Having that oil experience, getting oils on people, is what makes a difference.
It really does. And I never realized how important the bottom of your feet really are. Mm-hmm. I have used Deep Blue on the bottom of my feet quite often, and it really does make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. So the oils are adaptogenic. So whatever our body needs, they're going to work because they come from plants. They come straight from plants. They're the aromatic compounds from plants. So the science and chemical constituents, everything, it's fascinating if you want to go down that route. Right. And that's why purity is so important if we want to have results. But putting them on the bottoms of your feet, say oregano. Say you're feeling under the weather here with the seasonal threats coming on.
Right.
Winter wellness we want to talk about. So oregano is a very strong oil. It's great to cook with, but it is a very strong, potent oil in its aroma. So that one, put on the bottoms of your feet, let it work its magic, put on your socks to mask the smell so you're not walking around all day smelling like a pizza.
Oh, that makes me hungry right
now. Yes, yes, yes. Cooking with oils is a great way that we can utilize them. And yeah, there's oils for everything.
That is awesome. So I don't know if you know this, but our former mayor, Roger Tobler, he is obsessed with lime in his Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would get doTERRA drops and put lime in his Coke drinks. And I thought, that is great. He's mm-hmm. getting something wonderful and beneficial after drinking something that probably isn't great for him. But he'll have a fit that I said his name on air, but that's okay.
It's a great testimony. We love those stories. That's how we learn. I can talk facts all day long about oils and plants and science, but it's hearing how people use the oils, how they've impacted their lives, how they've changed their lives. And well, that little bit is what someone will remember. Ooh, I can put lime in my Coke. Cool.
Exactly. And so I would imagine you've had some aha moments working with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that kind of like pops up? I know, like you just said, when you put a drop in your hand and you rub your hands together, make it a little bit warm and then take a deep breath. I can imagine their eyes do get big. And that's got to be so rewarding for you. Have you had an experience like that with a client that just will linger with you forever?
There is one time that I'm thinking of now that we're talking. I was doing just a little pop-up event at a shop here in town. And there's a lady visiting from the Midwest, and she was out and had trouble with her scent, her smelling. She didn't have her smell left.
Oh, her olfactory
yes.
had declined. Okay.
And we have protocols for every... When I say we have oils for everything, we literally do. So we have a protocol that we use for regaining your scent back. We call olfactory training. And we use lemon, clove, eucalyptus, and rose. And we go through the process of trying. So as you're smelling, this is what I did with this woman. I had her smell lemon. I said, don't just smell it because I can't smell it. I said, just trust me. Trust the process. She just held the bottle, took the top off, smelled it. She's like, I smell nothing. I said, smell it again and think of lemon. Think of sweets. Think of citrus. Think of lemonade. Summer, hot day. Think of childhood and lemonades. Actually training your brain along with the system.
And she, yeah.
Her eyes lit up. They got teary-eyed. She's like, I can smell it. This is the first time in a year and a half that I can smell lemon again. It was just such a cool experience that, like, okay, well, now try clove and think of fall. And it was neat. We went through the process of...
So do you think that olfactory has something to do with the brain and maybe they actually don't think they can smell, so they keep that back? They don't really, they can force it to happen by thinking it?
Potentially. On PubMed.org has been a lot of the research that we've done with that and coming up with the protocols. And there's been great results with that as well. And a lot of it, like when we talk about the memory and the scent, our scent can trigger memories that maybe we didn't even know.
Yeah.
There's been times that someone will smell something and it will trigger this memory. And it maybe it's a happy memory of... the cookies or coffee or whatever it is.
Right, right, right.
And other times it's been memories that aren't great memories. Mm-hmm. And they'll have a very emotional response to it. And we encourage that to process through that. Work through that. And actually ultimately heal. That's what we do. We're healers.
Wow. I have never thought about olfactory training. That is brilliant. And then to have the factor of it being their thought process. And then you encourage not only the scent, but also for them to think through. Kind of like visioning, I mean, right? Mm. So you want something, you envision it, and then it happens.
Yeah.
But that is cool, Sheila. I had no idea that was even a thing.
And there's all the science to back it. That's what's so cool about doTERRA, that it's not just some girl on the radio right now talking about it. There's the science to back it.
Yes.
That's what's so powerful about it. We have the testing to back up our oil. There's over 54 different tests done on every single batch of oils. And then the best part is that they publish that testing. No other company does that extensive testing, and no other company is definitely not publishing their finding.
And so that's how we know that's legit, because we need to be looking for those things.
Yeah, we call that our CPTG, our Certified Pure Tested Grade. That's our standard that doTERRA has. And on the bottom of every single bottle has a quality ID number. You can actually go to Source to You online and type that in. It'll bring up all the testing for it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's really neat.
That is very cool. Very impressive. So how did you get started with doTERRA?
I'm
glad this is funny.
So my husband and I full-time RV, right? So we're here in town, we're in the RV park, and my mom and niece were visiting. So we're down at the pool and there was a man there with his two children. So my niece, they're playing with the kids. And long story short, I got picked up in a trailer park hot tub and ended up selling oils. It's what ended up happening.
Glennon's awesome.
But just making conversation. And
yeah.
He ended up calling his wife down there going, okay, this girl is asking all these questions. Come down. He did a really good job answering them. But
awesome.
Alicia, my coach, we still have a great relationship today. She came down to the pool and continued visiting. And I was fascinated. I had no idea what essential oils were. I had no clue. I'd never heard of doTERRA. I was clueless. And I was right in the middle of my Bible journey. I had set the challenge to read the Bible in a year, and then I'd blog the daily summaries, and it was just a fun thing that I was doing.
That's great.
But I'm reading about frankincense and myrrh and all these things going, is this the oils you're talking about?
Yeah.
And it was right when the ancient oils collection came out. So it had frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, cistus, galbanum, all these oils that were used in biblical times.
Right.
And it just kind of led from there. And it was almost like God tapped me on the shoulder and said, here's what you're doing. Because
yeah,
I had spent 2 years searching for my next passion. I left the elementary classroom and was lost. So, of course, started reading the Bible, which helped a lot. And then meeting this family and
just solidified that whole journey.
Yep. And we hit the ground running. I was traveling everywhere, teaching classes and from the beginning. Yeah. Hit the ground running.
So cool. I remember meeting you for the first time and you kind of shared that. And I thought, man, that's going to be difficult traveling around trying to make new friends. And you make friends easily. Obviously, you're a people person. So I think that's a great way that you got involved. And it's always cool to get picked up in a mobile home. No, actually, it was an RV park.
Yes.
Hot tub. That's
even
more interesting.
Yes.
Right.
That's the big joke that hopefully someday I get to talk on stage and share whatever knowledge I've learned. And we always laugh at that. We giggle that.
Well, because you bring up a good point. There may be some time you're on a stage and you're walking across that stage to receive some type of honor, because this is a corporation. It is a way for you to be able to advance to the next level, to care for your downline. And there's so many great aspects to multi-level marketing nowadays, especially those of us that as entrepreneurs want to find our own thing that brings us great joy, but also allows us to make a living. And so do you want to talk a little bit about maybe a little bit more about what the individual reps do?
Absolutely. Yeah. The network marketing profession has been incredible. It's that time freedom, money freedom. You get to meet new people. You can do with it whatever you want. There's no cap. There's no limit. It's just been a really fun experience that I never thought I'd be in. I never thought that direct selling would be something that I would do. But when doTERRA came up with our business model, we needed that one-on-one connection. We sit knee to knee with people and get oils on them.
Yeah.
We don't do, it's the best way that we can give them that oil experience to really get them.
They need that one-on-one because they also need to ask questions. And then you need to know what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to really happen. You're not in a group setting. You're not in the mall at a kiosk just having people walk by. You really need that one-on-one. They need to know, they need to be comfortable in their own space. They need to know that you have their best interest and that you're providing them with a product that is absolutely pure. And it's going to hit the top of that, of their needs list.
Right.
I can only imagine that as you get to know people, you're probably like, oh man, she would do so much better if she had ginger. She had my favorites, tangerine. I pack and travel with tangerine all the time because I don't do well with other smells. And so I put it on cotton balls and I stick it in their vents in the hotel room.
Yep.
And I know that's wicked horrible. So if anybody ever sees cotton balls inside a hotel vent, that's because Jill put tangerine oil because I need it to smell better so that I'm not grossed out.
Yeah. I get even sitting here before we started, I was rubbing my oils on for calming and hopefully give that eloquent speech of some sort. We have oils for all of it.
I feel so much calmer. Thank you.
Yes, we have adaptive calming blend and balanced grounding blend.
And so what is your favorite class to teach?
I would say, so the intro class, the essential oils made simple, is I recommend for everyone. Come to a class, learn it, and then make decisions. Ask more questions then and we can do a one-on-one. We can do a more intimate connection. I have a scanner, which is a fun little tool that we can scan the frequencies in your body, and it will help. It's just a great tool to help us get started for a physical and emotional level. But ultimately, a class, the basics and benefits, intro class is top. And then when we talk about continued education, we have them for everything. We have pets, we have cooking, we have gardening, you name it. My absolute favorite, though, would be Oils of the Bible. That is my favorite. That's kind of how I got started. Mm-hmm. That's what I was interested in at the beginning. And just learning how, getting back to the basics, God has given us everything we need to sustain life. Mm-hmm. Plants, when we learn in Ezekiel that plants are used for medicine, right, way back at the beginning, 6,000-year history. Oils of the Bible is absolutely fascinating, seeing how they were used in biblical times and how we can use them today. And ultimately, a great way to honor God as we do that.
Oh, man, I want to take that class.
It's fascinating. We had one this week. So here in December, we do a lot with frankincense and myrrh.
Right.
All the goodness that we have gifts of the Magi this month, Oils of the Bible. That's one of the most top requested classes, too. We should just do it monthly. And
yes.
Yeah.
I do. I seriously, make sure that I know about your next class because I absolutely want to come. I find that fascinating. And so I want to know a little bit more about you. I love your oils, but I love you. So tell me a little bit more about who Sheila is. So what was your first job?
I worked at a farm and fleet, kind of like a farm store. I'm from Illinois, Northern Illinois, might as well be Wisconsin. Little map dot village no one's ever heard of. And have been gone from there since 2011.
Okay.
We've been on the road, RVing. If we were ever somewhere long enough, I would get into the classroom. My background is teaching. I went to school for elementary education.
Okay, very good.
So I would say that my official, real first jobs always has something to do with education. It was babysitting. It was, I did an internship in college working in the schools. But
so you're
elementary school.
You're a natural educator.
Education is my passion. Yeah. I just get to teach grownups now.
Yeah, we can hear that in your voice and your passion. So that is awesome. What is something maybe people don't know about you?
Oh, goodness. I purposely left that question blank. I'm an open book. I have a little Yorkie. We have a little 4-pound Yorkie named Pixie that is... I had no idea I'd be the crazy dog mom, but I am. I am, and we're lucky she's not here today. I am... In love with her.
And she normally is with you at Dawn's.
Yep.
And so when I've come in to say hi, I get to meet Pixie and she's the greeter at the door.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome.
Yes.
Well, and I can imagine that she has wrapped you around her little.
Oh, yes. Her and her daddy. She is the light of our eyes.
Oh, very sweet. How cute is that? And so I know that you do very much, obviously, read the Bible, but read books. And so can you share with us what book you're reading right now?
So I kind of have a toss-up. I do a lot of professional development books. So I'm in the middle of How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Everyone should read it. It's amazing. And then, of course, business building kind of books. But I'd say my favorite of all time, I've read I don't know how many times, is Redeeming Love by Francine Rivers. So that one is, she's an amazing author and just, I love it. I love the story of it.
I'm going to have to read that one.
Yes.
Redeeming
Highly
Love.
Recommend it. They actually just came out with the movie a couple years ago now. But the book, book's amazing.
And was the movie anything like the book?
They did a pretty good job.
Oh, good.
They did okay. There's not any big names in it really. So it was just focusing on the story. It actually goes through the story of Hosea in the book.
Oh, neat.
And it's based in the 1800s, kind of that gold town, gold mining era. And it's really nice. It's a love story, but also Christian-based.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you been watching The Chosen?
I actually started the first season. My mother-in-law, she brought out 2 seasons of it, of DVDs.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So that is mine and my husband's one of our favorite series. It's been very interesting. I love those kind of drama documentaries. It makes you think and it makes you realize and wants you to go in and do more research on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I love that kind of thing. And I love movies that make you think like that.
Yeah. That was kind of my thought. When I started the Bible journey, I started blogging just because that was kind of my way of learning. I learn by doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd read my daily assignment and then I'd blog the summary because there has to be other new people out there that want to learn, but maybe are intimidated by the wording. And I am a nerd like that and enjoy delving into the research and the vocabulary and all of that. So my blog actually is liveandlearnjourney.com, and the Bible journey is on there. That is broken up.
How cool.
So I'm not quite done yet. The year has been extended, but there's 260 some days of just a casual summary, able to learn about the stories and in a casual way. And people have asked questions and answer questions. And
how cool.
Yeah, it was a fun. I need to get back on track with that. So me talking about it now maybe will get me back on track.
Well, I'm going to check that out. Tell me what that is again. Where do I find it?
Liveandlearnjourney.com.
Liveandlearnjourney.com.
Yeah, so oil business is Live and Learn Oils. And then the Bible journey was liveandlearnjourney.com.
That is awesome. See, I learned so much about you. I thought you were pretty cool before, and now I really do. You're amazing. Thank you very much. Thanks for all you have to offer all of us, and we'll have to make sure we check out those Gifts of the Magi.
Yes.
That sounds like a really nifty stocking stuffer.
Oh, yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah. There you go. We can do doTERRA gift certificates.
Right.
That'd be a great way for Christmas.
Yes.
We actually have quite a bit of inventory. If you want to see things in person, we are teamed up with the Soap and Candle Shop here in town. Boulder City Soap and Candle.
Sabrina.
Yep. Yeah. She has quite a bit of stock in there. Sage, that Michelle down there,
yes.
She has a nice display that you can make your own bath salts and sugar scrubs with our oils.
Oh, fun.
And then actually Bree, the doggy stylist. So we're doTERRAizing the town. Like, we have it everywhere.
doTERRAizing.
Yes. Bree, the doggy stylist. She has oils there in her shop too.
And that's where we take our pup. And so I love Bree.
Yeah.
And so you are also often at the Best Damn Wine Walks.
Yes.
And I think it's fascinating because you actually add drops of oil into their wine.
Yes. Yes. So doTERRA is safe to take internally. So sweet Moscato or sweet white wine, add in a drop of wild orange or tangerine, and you're boosting your immune system, right? Those are high in limonene, so it's helping with your gut support and immune system. And, I mean, it just tastes yummy, but
so
we get the internal benefits without even knowing.
Come to the Best Damn Wine Walk, and we're going to make you healthier.
Yes. Yes.
You're awesome, Sheila. Thank you so much for being here today, and thank you for being you.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
This episode of the Best Damn Podcast has been a production of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce, brought to you from I&I Music and Podcast Studios. Please check out all the links and social media handles on our website as well at bouldercitychamber.com. You can find the Best Damn Podcast on all your favorite podcast directories. Like us and share on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time, discover, explore, and unwind in Boulder City.